Well, lots to discuss after that, but extraordinary, I suppose, is one word I would use to say. How would you sum it up?
Yeah, poor defensively going forward again. Great, scored two goals away from home, like Tuesday night. Should be enough to get you a point, I would have thought. But the manner in which we're conceding goals at the moment, the same problem. We need some help in the centre-half department, which we've been talking about for the last since Harry Maguire left.
Perhaps particularly apparent today, because Smith just had the better of the two centre-halves all day today, didn't he?
Yeah, he dominated them, which, you know, we can understand in some ways. Harrison's a young lad, 18. Harrison was brought in as fourth choice centre half at the time, you know. It was going to be Maguire, Collins, Butler are backing him up.
In terms of defending as a team, I have to say I've not seen one of your sides beaten in 50-50 challenges as much ever.
We talked about the lack of physical contact on Tuesday night. That's something yesterday we discussed it, and it's still the sort of same. We expect away from home, so even at home, a physical presence, and we're not getting that at the moment. But we want it to come from our senior players first and foremost, and then it'll spread to the rest of the team.
Can you put your finger on why all of a sudden that element to the game at Sheffield United has gone sideways?
No, because I think in the last 9-10 months we've seen that in abundance, but it's just missing at the moment. It'll come back, either with these players or different ones.
I have to say, last season we saw Sheffield United very well sit back off teams who just allowed them to pass it around. They didn't really do anything, but today they chased after the ball, and that allowed Swindon time and space to get in behind.
Well, we set up yesterday, and what we want to do was stop them playing out first and foremost. And if you do that well enough, you can upset them. We didn't do it well enough, that's the problem. And we want to try and move on from a little bit from where we were last season, sitting, you know, on the edge of our own box with 9 players and then hitting teams on the break. I don't know if we're ready to move on from that. We might have to go back to that. But we want to try and be a little bit more in the ascendancy than we were at times. So that's a process that we're trying to improve.
In terms of now and obviously Tuesday night, do you look at changes again?
Yeah, we'll see how everybody is on Monday afternoon for training and go from there. Not too many options. It's the 18 that was here today is the only 18 we've got fit. Hoping James Wallace might be available. Not sure about Jam, and certainly Jose won't be.
I suppose that the follow-up question to that is, are you almost desperate for the day when the side, every single one of them, puts their hands up and commands a starting place next week? Because, OK, injury-related, but you have had to make changes, a few changes recently.
Yeah, that would be nice to get that settled side out there, but we can't do that with injuries or with form at the moment, more importantly. So we'll keep going, keep working with it and see what we can do. But, you know, we keep lamenting the loss of Brayford and Maguire, and they've been massive losses for us. When you think the team that kept so many clean sheets and looked so solid, they were a huge, huge part of that. And the lads that have come in, no disrespect to them, but they're not as good as those two.
And from what you've seen today, does this speed up the process, if you like, to find that replacement for Maguire? Because, you know, you've been looking at various different things. Does that get the ball rolling quicker?
Yeah, it does. We should have been rolling. We didn't lose him until June or July, but it should have been rolling in May, which is what we wanted to do. We weren't able to do that. We were left to make a few late bids on transfer deadline day. We don't particularly like doing business that way. It should be a bit more planned and a bit more measured through the summer.
So is it about phone bashing on Monday and the hope for Tuesday, or can you leave it until potentially the next league game?
Yeah, it'll be before the next league game, I think. A lot of lads are cup-tied at this stage as well, and quite a few of the players. If teams in higher divisions put weaker sides out, then they might be featuring on Tuesday, so it'll probably be towards Saturday.
In terms of Butler went for a month, so you can't recall him. If you just need an extra different body in there, is that correct?
Yeah, we just want a bit more quality. We want people who can defend better than we have done. 7 goals in 2 away games is very poor. But the other side of that is we've scored 4 goals ourselves. You know, we're still first loss in 7 games today. You know, we'll get through Tuesday night, we hope. If we can beat Gillingham, it'll be 9 points out of 12. You're better sometimes to do this, get all the rubbish out of the way, and then we get back onto it on Tuesday night and Saturday.
If there is a positive to take from this game, McNulty getting on the score sheet, that won't do his confidence any harm?
No, not at all. Thought he did all right up there today. Didn't get much support. Ben Davies got himself another goal. That's 3-2 for him. Put some good crosses in when we had that little spell, when we got the goals back as well. You never know what happens. You know, we concede a very, very poor fourth goal. And you never know what happens. If you just keep it at 3-2, there's still, I think, 20 minutes to go at that point. And you might nick an equaliser as well. But You know, we didn't deserve it on the way we defended today. But I thought the biggest bonus we had was Louis Reed coming on again. I thought for 30 or 40 minutes he was excellent.
We always focus on the team, so obviously in your case it's Sheffield United, but I mean, is that the best performance you've seen against you this year from the Swindon side?
Yeah, we knew in the build-up that they were confident. That's why we tried to go and stop them playing and to disrupt them. But to do that, at some point they're going to get to your back four, and if you can't defend then you're going to be exposed. So maybe we got that wrong, but we felt that was the best way to deal with them. But yeah, confident, a lot of young lads, all, you know, a bit like Colchester, want the ball. And can hurt you. But you see the other side of it, when we got on top, we looked as though we could get something from the game.